How do you give glory to God? Together we pray, glory to the Father, glory to the Son, and glory to the Holy Spirit. All the prophets, all those who went before us in faith, the saints told us that we are to give God the greatest glory. But what does that mean to you and to me? Perhaps we might want to turn to Padre Pio, who throughout his life lived the glory of God. And so many people persecuted him, even persecuted by clergy. So many people wanted to empower themselves over him and lord it over him because of greed, because of the money, because of his mission on earth. And when so many people wanted him to fight back, they wanted him to push back, they wanted him to take control. And Padre Pio says, "Do you know my glory? Do you know my glory?" He says, "My glory is obedience to God, dependency on God. That is the greatest glory. And that is how he and all the saints give glory to God." I too ask that question, "Lord, how do I give you glory? How am I also to give you glory? What is my glory, like so many of the angels and saints that give you glory?" And in response, the Lord says to me, "This is how I made you to give glory to me. I made you poor, and I made you weak, so that in giving glory to me, I will always be the one who strengthens you, and I will always be the one who enriches you. That by surrendering yourself to me in obedience and dependency, in that powerlessness, in that poverty, in your vulnerability, in your weakness, that's how you give glory to me." So when we pray to give glory to God and to give God all the glory, we say, "Not to us, dear Lord, but to you be all the glory. Glory and praise to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit." We say, "As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be." That giving glory to God is how the Son did it. The beloved Son of God always gave glory to the Father by remaining obedient to his way and to his will and to his life. And he always remained dependent on God for all things. But he always did this through a life of prayer. Oh yes, Jesus prayed. Jesus always prayed. Before any decision, before any discernment, before determining the route that he needed to take, he always submitted himself to prayer. Prayer pleases God because it gives glory to God, because it is through the prayer that we could remain obedient, dependent, powerless, vulnerable, needy, dependent on God. That gives glory to God, because God is the one who always provides for our needs. God is the one that we seek, who always for ourselves is taking care of us. God created us for himself so that he can take care of all our needs. Beloved Father, beloved children, beloved Father. And that's how we give glory to the Father through the Son and the Spirit. But Jesus clearly says that we, at times, always want to give God the minimum. We want to know, what must I do to enter into eternal life? Like, how many people? I want to know how many people so I can be like that last number. I can be the last person that can slide into heaven. And the Lord says, go ahead. Is that the way you think? Go ahead and knock on the door. And when you say, Lord, Lord, open up to me, he's going to say, I don't know you. I don't know you. You never prayed to me. Yes, we celebrated Mass, but you never prayed to me. Yes, you celebrated devotions and even prayed the rosary, but you never prayed to me with dependency and obedience and the submission of my Son. And you never prayed to me like all the saints did, who gave me glory, surrendering themselves, their hearts, their minds, their will to me, always in and through prayer. We can't say that we know God and don't know the one who says all these wonderful things if we don't take it to prayer. Glory. How do you give glory to God? Listen to the saints. Listen to Mary. Listen to Joseph. Listen to Jesus. Obedient to the point of death, death on the cross. He always gave glory to God, and he always did it in and through and with the prayer.